Right. So you know what you're talking about. You've been
well,
there.
Well, in a way. Yeah. Loosely. As loose as I can be. Yeah.
Well, same sort of thing. Just loosely. I've been around. Maybe not quite in the club, but I've been amongst it for a while.
Not far off, yeah. I've touched it.
Mm-hmm.
I got in the door once and then
I've been orbiting it for a while.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Sappening Podcast.
Sappening. You're listening to episode 53 of Sappening Podcast with Sean Smith and my good friend Morgan Richards.
Yeah, it's me and a little not known fact.
No.
Right?
No.
What are you doing?
I know what you're going to do. You know what you're going to do. They know what you're going to do. I'm not letting you do it.
I was just going to let the listeners know.
No. I'm kicking you now. And I will kick. This week's guest is the absolutely beautiful Dallin Weeks of I Don't Know How But They Found Me.
Yes.
We did this. Look at your face. I can see how upset you are that you haven't got to do it. And you're not going to get to do it.
I just wanted to let people know.
No, don't do it. It's happened too many times. I've remembered this time. So,
think after a year you would have remembered earlier?
Yeah, but I haven't. So shut up. And
so
I haven't.
I just can't let the people at home know.
No, you can't even know nothing.
Shut up.
We have something in common. What? Wait, is it... Me and Dan Weeks have something
in common. We both bleed magic.
Oh, I don't know. I hate
and
you got it in.
This is
shut up.
This is gospel. Oh. So anyway, Dallin Weeks, I Don't Know How, But They Found Me, is our guest this week on Sappening Podcast. And I'm very, very excited about this.
I was up until you got that in. But yes, we did this. We had this chat with Dallin back in at the end of August.
Correct.
At Reading Festival.
Reading Festival 2019. But we've had to keep it under wraps for a little while because he talked about things that he wasn't allowed to.
Yes.
And future the releases that are now out.
Yes.
Hence how we can release this episode of the podcast.
Correct. Yes. He told us about the future, which just happens to be right now. So
is that Back to the Future technically?
Forward to the Future. I don't know.
But anyway,
yes.
Basically, he talks all about the band's new Christmas EP,
yep,
titled Christmas Drag EP, that features a brand new original song for the upcoming holiday seasons and two covers of Merry Christmas, Everybody, and Oh Noel.
Nice. Nice in December. Not nice in November. Don't get me wrong, lovely chap, great band, what a great interview. He was super funny, he was absolutely great to us. But people, if you have to start celebrating Christmas, it should be from December the 1st only onwards. That's too early for me, if I'm honest. I'd like December 12th start. Jay's birthday is December 13th.
Oh, is it? So
start
after
from
that.
There. Because
okay,
we all know when. Oh, well, we got Jay's birthday before we got Christmas.
Hmm.
Jay, my brother, Jay, December 13th, his birthday is. December 14th, get your Christmas decorations up. Carry on. You've
and
got
then,
9 days.
And then it's your birthday after that as well.
And then my birthday 4 days after Christmas.
So But if you're going to celebrate the festive holiday seasons early, the best way to do it is with this new EP from I Don't Know How But They Found Me.
Professional.
It is available now on Spotify, Apple Music, all other streaming services, and in record shops across the world.
Nice.
And yeah, so basically we had to keep this back because he talks to us all about it while he was in the process of recording it. Talks about how Christmas was a big impact really on his life, and a couple of tracks he was thinking about doing that weren't on this release.
Ooh.
And even plans for a collaboration that isn't out yet.
Ooh.
But as well as that, we're going to be getting into the recent list of singles they've put out over the last 18 months, the extended play EP, working on their brand new debut album.
Sweets
as well.
We mentioned Sweets.
We mentioned my favourite film of all time, Back to the Future.
Yeah.
We mentioned that's the
twice
host.
Twice has to be mentioned now on Justice.
Yeah, exactly.
We should mention that at one point the mics went down, and as they came back up, that's how we end up talking about Sweets, because somebody came past the Sweets.
There was a weird moment where our equipment just went haywire. Dallin was lovely and was patient with us and let us work everything out. But while we were sorting things, Sweets came up in conversation. I think someone at Reading Festival had some, and then we started talking about that and didn't explain it. So Sweets will be mentioned throughout this episode.
Yeah, and he also mentions he was in a little band before.
Yeah, there was a band he was a part of for 8 years. I think you might have heard of them.
It's not a Panic! At the Disco, is it?
Yes.
All right.
What was it? Panic!
At the Disco.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that was what you said. Yeah, he was part of the band for 8 years.
Wow.
Made artwork for a lot of the records and played and wrote one of my favourite albums by them as well.
There you go.
So, yeah, he's going to be getting into all of that.
Lovely.
Talk about his relationship with Brendan Urie and a whole lot more of beautiful things.
A whole load more of beautiful things.
Yes.
That one. That sentence.
That sentence. Yeah. Do you know what? I say that sentence is too weird to live, too rare to die. Just like that album of Panic at the Disco. But enough about that.
I wish I was dead.
Dallin Weeks coming up in just a little bit. But before we get into our lovely conversation with him, I want to say a massive thank you to all the wonderful messages we've received over the last week in celebrating our 1 year anniversary of the podcast.
Yes, thank you very, very, very much to anybody who's reached out to us, showing your support, sending us your love. It genuinely means the world to us. Thank you very much to the Patreon people who all got together and got like a photo memory book, which we mentioned on last week's episode, which was a great episode with Jason Butler from Fever 333. Go and check that out. Yeah, thank you to everybody.
Yeah, it's been a great few days. Just my inbox was full of lovely, lovely messages, and got a bit emotional over the weekend looking at it and everything. But again, thank you to everyone who's been so supportive. And this next year is going to be even bigger and better than ever before, because we've got a couple of exciting things in the bag that I can't wait for people to, you know, check out.
Good, good. I'm glad you have, because I got nothing in the bag.
You've got nothing
year.
In your bag?
Nothing in my bag.
Oh.
Literally carrying it around for no reason.
Well, it's a good thing my backpack's full then. Anyway, speaking of the Patreon, head over to patreon.com/sapnin to check out all the exclusive tiers, rewards, and goodies you can get back for being a part of our wonderful Patreon podcast community.
Yes.
We're doing a meetup very, very soon to celebrate Christmas. See, tied in with this episode now. So go and check that
December 21st, a good time to be celebrating Christmas. Because anything before the 13th, as we know.
For further details, patreon.com/sapnin. And join our community. It's a great laugh. People are becoming best friends. Relationships are happening. Weird memes come up all the time.
Yep.
But it's all good fun.
Yes, great people. patreon.com/sapnin. If you'd like to reach out on Instagram or Twitter, check out Twitter and or Instagram /sapninpod. SAPPENINPOD. That's SAPPENINPOD.
Awesome.
Lovely. Should we get on with the episode?
Yes, why not? Here is our lovely conversation with Dallin Weeks of I Don't Know How But They Found Me.
Yes, thank you very much, Dallin. You were absolutely excellent. Very, very funny interview. Let's go. Sapnin!
Sapnin!
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Sapnin!
Hello. I knew what you were going for, but I just made a different choice.
You dodged it. It's fair enough. That's fair enough. Our guest this week is the wonderful Dallin Weeks of the great I Don't Know How, But They Found Me.
Yes. You've been speaking with my mother, haven't you? That's how she introduces me.
Yeah, I'm no comment. I'm not going to go. I plead the fifth.
I appreciate that. You're a gentleman. Thank you.
That was too easy. Yeah.
I opened the door. You chose not to walk through it.
I thought,
thank you.
There you go. I'll close that behind you. It's all right. Cool. Yes. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. We played a set. I coughed my way through it.
Oh, really?
Been fighting off a little something for like the last 3 weeks, but you know, I'll live. Yes. I'm pretty sure. Chances are.
Rock and roll forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the UK has been kind of like almost second home for you in many aspects over the years.
Yeah,
you've always
absolutely.
Kind of done a lot of shows. Yeah.
Y'all have been the first place to really embrace what we've been doing. Mm. And that's pretty special to me because a lot of my favorite stuff is from here.
Yeah.
You know, the Beatles, Elvis Costello, and the Attraction, some of my favorite stuff. Most of my favorite things are British rock and roll and,
okay.
and new wave and garage rock, post-punk stuff. And,
yeah.
We may have done it first, but y'all did it best, and that's just how it is.
Thank you very much, Matt. So, yeah. Why am I taking that on? Like, I just like, I had anything to do with it. Oh, thank you very much. I feel quite proud of myself. No, I know I've been like,
You should just roll with it. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. It's been a really great time for the band, I'd say, as of late. Because I don't know how it just seemed to have been exploding on many different levels recently, especially with you just releasing single after single and kind of putting that together in an external play. How have you really seen the growth of the band since you started? Because really, I don't know how it was kept secret for quite a while. You're just playing like shows every now and again.
The first year or so of this band, we kept everything secret. We would just book shows for ourselves and go play clubs where, you know, people already were, but we wouldn't ever tell fans what we were doing, and we would just completely deny that we even existed.
Yeah.
Once they did start finding out about us, and you know, they'd send us pictures or videos like, "What is this?" And we just go, like, "That's not us. That could be anybody." I'm snappy dressers, but no idea who that is.
I've got that exact shirt.
Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, I loved the when you brought out like the videos and like the 80s vibe and like you found those tips. That's awesome. I love that. That's such a genius idea. Is that you guys' idea or?
Yeah. Well, I fell for that idea because when I was recording this stuff, I would take breaks and get into these weird YouTube holes of old performances from like Top of the Pops or Old Grey Whistle Test or these shows that don't really exist anymore, but I found a lot of my favorite stuff that way, like a band called Sparks. Very extremely underrated band, but discovering that band in that way seemed like a really great way to present this band aesthetically. I thought it'd be really entertaining for myself at least, but luckily people also found it entertaining.
I'll try it for me, and if it doesn't work, whatever.
Exactly.
But everybody likes it.
I try to entertain myself first and foremost. If anyone else enjoys it, that's just a bonus.
Yeah, because I've always had that kind of vibe from the band, that it's really not only on the music you expressing yourselves, but really artistically with all the videos and just artwork. Artwork and everything in between. Is that being an important way for you?
Yeah, that's really important, because I've seen it done other ways where, you know, bands and artists will hire people out to do all their creatives, and there's something just very disingenuous about that never felt right for me. So I just wanted to undertake everything at least DIY style as much as we could when we started, and do that for as long as we could keep up with it.
Okay.
So it's getting to that point now where we're starting to need help. You know, that's a good problem to have. And if that's the worst of our problems, then life is pretty good. So no complaints.
It's better. It's definitely better to have too much to do than too little to
do.
It's better to divide it up to other people.
Unless it's
we have enough work to do anything.
Unless it's a weekend or something.
But speaking of artistic outlets, I've got to bring this up, because I actually understand the name for the band was inspired from a quote from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Now, that is my favorite film.
Oh, cheers. Right on.
So,
that's great.
Like, I imagine that it was just watching that film as a kid and stuff.
It's always been my favorite movie, and that phrase in particular I've always really loved, and I wanted to use it for something for years and years and years. A song title or a lyric or an album title or something, but never really got the chance to use it until we started playing shows in secret. That phrase seemed to really fit our whole MO of deny everything. I don't know how, but they found me. And it's a ridiculous band name, but when you think about it, every band name is ridiculous.
They're all gone.
They are all gone,
So you just kind of have to embrace the idea that band names are terrible and just not care. And that's what makes it okay, I think.
Yeah, that's literally where we've got to now. Bands, all band names have got, you can't think of two words together that haven't been done.
Well, even historically, I mean, the Beatles, that's a terrible band name. It's a pun. That's terrible. But best band ever, in my opinion.
But I feel especially with band names, it went through a phase of them all, because you had all the bands with a "the" at the start, then we had this kind of emo phase, you had all like three syllable
verb the nouns,
had all the My Chemical Romance, Take It Back Sunday, Newfound Glory, you had all that kind of thing. Now it's just
20 years from now it'll be paragraphs of something you have to memorize.
You'd be like, oh, I'm gonna go see the, and then you just start reading.
I don't know how, but they found me behind the shed face down in the gutter with
once upon a time there was a princess and she lived in a castle and her dad. I'm not going to see that.
It's been done. There's a few of them out there that are taking that route. What is it? Trail of Dead. You'll notice by the Trail of Dead. Death from Above, 1975. We're definitely not the first, but there's a few of us out there.
What's the worst band name?
The worst band name? It might be mine. I don't know.
No,
I don't think it is. It's
got
to be.
Because at least with yours, you've got this. You've got like the letters of it as well, and that looks quite cool.
If you're into the whole brevity thing, you can shorten it up a little bit.
That does look quite cool.
I'm trying to think. What's
the worst band?
One we saw the other day? Weed.
Oh, Weed.
The band might be good.
Weed Mammoth Wizard Bastards.
Weed Mammoth Wizard Bastard.
See, I kind of love that.
No, I like it. It's I don't know how you could go and say it.
It's just four words, isn't it?
Yeah. How could you keep a serious face saying that? Are they a serious band? I don't know. But
who knows?
Anyway. Anyway, sorry. Yeah.
I've got no room to disparage anyone's band name. I really don't.
Behind the scenes, you've been very busy as of late, working on a whole host of new music, including Christmas songs, and working towards a debut record for the band. Can you tell us what the situation was?
The record is pretty much written and ready to go.
Okay.
I'm still writing in the meantime, because you can never, you know, have enough stuff in the chamber and ready to go. But we're just waiting for that green light to go in and officially record the thing. But the Christmas stuff is sort of an in the meantime thing that we're going to try to tackle. I really love Christmas music, and there's a couple covers that we want to try and tackle, and one original. So yeah, that's just something I've always really loved.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Do you have the producer and stuff sorted for what you're going to...
I think we're
going to
produce this stuff ourselves.
Oh, nice.
We've got a few days after we get home. I got about 3 days in the studio in Utah that we're going to try to knock out as many of them as we can.
Awesome.
So the time window is kind of limited. So I don't know. Maybe that'll make us work harder. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. And with the new stuff at the moment, how would you really compare it to the singles and EP that's being out already? Is it the next step or is it mixing things up as well?
Well, it is the next step. The EP is
like
sort
he's
of...
Go, oh, it's worse. It's a lot worse.
You could have said it's completely gone left side in this jazz...
Well, the EP was definitely an introduction to... It's sort of like cracking that door open a little bit. So you can kind of peek inside, but you don't get a full view of the room yet. Because genre-wise, it is going to be all over the place. There's one song in particular that I'm really excited about called From the Gallows. It's me taking a swing at the Ink Spots. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but this old jazz group from the 30s and 40s that would do like barbershop quartet harmonies, and they had this formula, this really great formula for writing songs. So it's me sort of using their formula and trying to write a barbershop jazz quartet. So I don't know how we're going to do it live, but well, that's future Dallin's problem. We'll let him worry about it.
Yeah, you'll have to you can split the crowd, like you do harmony, Ryan does harmony, and then left side of the crowd does an harmony, right side of the
harmony. We got the tenors, we got the basses.
Yeah, just print off like sheets of all the music, hand out to the crowd, and
you
know,
before you come in, you've got to work out all your vocal ranges and then stand accordingly
over there. Yeah.
Oh, this is the future of music.
Well, they get involved, don't they?
Don't come if you can't sing. That's just,
if you don't know if you're a baritone or not, don't come. You're not welcome. No, do come. No, we want people at your gigs. Definitely.
But
don't.
You just have to be in the back.
Milling about.
Yeah. Cool. But and going back to the Christmas stuff as well, I know you mentioned that Christmas is just being a big thing you've always loved, and especially the songs and stuff like that. When did you really, the idea for this come about? Was it just something you've always wanted to do and write Christmas songs and cover these?
It seems like something I get into every year, going back maybe 15 years. Whenever that season comes around, I've always really enjoyed Christmas music. And this year in particular, there's a couple that I'm hoping to cover. One is Slade's Merry Christmas, Everybody, is huge here. Not so
is
much in America. It's not.
Really?
People really don't know that song, which is a shame.
I'm surprised about that.
And I think I only became familiar with it because it was on an episode of Doctor Who. I watch a lot of BBC in my home, and it was on in the background. I'm like, what is that? I love it. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm a maniac.
So we're going to try our hand at that, and there's another one that Bowie and Bing Crosby.
Oh, nice.
Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
Little Drummer Boy by itself is pretty terrible, but you know that duet that they came up with is pretty great. So
that's awesome.
I'm hoping to make it a duet with Puddle's Pity Party. I don't know if you know who he is. He's this giant 7 foot tall clown.
Oh, he never says a word,
but his voice when he sings, it's beautiful. Yes. He'll make you cry. So
I've seen a few of his covers.
Oh, awesome. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Swedish sweets we're on, are we?
Where were we?
Yeah,
meats and cheeses. Salami. Is it not?
I went to Sweden and some kids turned up and they were like, oh, try these like Swedish delicacy sweets. And I was like, oh, can't wait. I love a good sugary candy. And in the mouth, licorice and salt.
Ah, that's terrible.
Together at last. Nobody asked for it, but it's together.
That's terrible.
Oh, I couldn't wait.
But you're certainly glad that you tried it, though. I mean, my philosophy is...
I've got this story, I can taste it when I think about it. It was horrible.
I'll try anything 7 times. But after that, I'm done.
Yeah.
That's it.
It didn't work out the first 7. It's not, the 8th is a goner.
Well, they say some things are an acquired taste. Personally, I think if that's the case, you maybe shouldn't be eating that thing if it's not instantly good.
Out of all of Sweden kind of fallen for this licorice and salt thing, though. That's why I don't understand. Like,
this is slowly turning into a food podcast, and I'm all about it.
Yes.
Let's talk food. Because I must say, there's a few things that you do here in England and in the UK.
Yes, here we go.
Very well. Hummus, you got that down. Salsa, not so much.
Ooh.
It's glorified ketchup with sugar in it, and it's a shame. One day I'd like to take a European or a British person of any kind over to the States and feed you some proper Mexican food and just watch your mind explode. I would love to see that happen.
Yeah, we haven't got any legit Mexican food over
here,
really.
One day. That's my hope for this this great continent and country.
Yeah. No great Mexican food over here. Never, ever. Strange, very strange.
But you got Nando's, which is great.
Yeah, it's all right. I don't know. I feel like...
See, I haven't liked Nando's for a long time because I've always ever had it to go at the venue, some chicken sandwich, and was not impressed ever. Yeah. Last time I was here, I got to go and wander into one, sit down, and have a proper Nando's experience, and it was... I love it now.
Yeah, lovely.
I still have to talk my wife into giving it a try, but we'll see.
Very journalistic question coming up. What's your... what's your choice of chicken heat? What's your choice of Nando's heat?
What's the hottest one they got? Because that's my jam wherever I go.
It's just probably hot.
Yeah, spicy.
I guess.
Just
what do they have?
Bring
what's
it
the
on.
Lowest one? Mango and lime.
There may be a day where I have a doctor that says you gotta not eat spicy food anymore, and on that day, just put me in the ground because it's my favorite thing.
Job done.
Food is it's really why I do this. Tour the world just for the food. I mean, music is whatever. It's fine.
But
the food is really why.
I'm just looking for catering.
Yeah, exactly.
I want catering. I don't know how we've got this far, but I like it. We're in a new realm for the podcast. Food. We've never really talked about food that much.
It seems to just happen wherever I go. The subject matter always seems to turn that way. It's my second favorite thing in life, so that just kind of happens naturally, I guess.
That's what... know where we are now.
But going back to the Panic at the Disco days, of course, as we mentioned, you were in that band for almost a decade.
Yeah.
What was that experience like? Because obviously you were involved with the band as a touring member, but got to write a few of the records as well.
Yeah.
Your whole relationship with branding.
Yeah, started as a tour member in 2009, I think, and after a year they asked me to be a full-time member of the band, and did that for about 5 years and wrote a record with them and their team. And after that, I guess, just change is sort of the name of the game in rock and roll. And it started to evolve into being, a project that was a vehicle just for Brendan.
Yeah.
And, I was in no position to stomp my feet about it because it was his band before I was ever there. And so when those changes happen, you can either roll with them and continue to be employed, or you can excuse yourself from it and do something else. And I was happy to have the job regardless of what it was evolving into. So I chose to stick around and keep having a really great job. But I'm still a creative person, so I have to write, I have to record, I have to make music. Otherwise I'd end up going insane and in some institution somewhere. So I started, writing songs and doing these shows in secret, and I knew that eventually those paths were going to diverge if things went well. Anyway, and luckily they did, and now here we are, and couldn't be happier about it. Main stage at Reading and Leeds, and holy shit, that shouldn't be a thing that has happened, but it has, and it's going to happen tomorrow, and I hope it keeps going the way it's going. Couldn't be happier about it.
It has been great to see just the journey you've been on, and just all the success the band seems to be getting as of late as well, so...
Yeah, because literally nobody thought we could do it. No one thought you could do it.
Hey, I didn't want to tell you this. You've done exceedingly well.
No, I find that when expectations are very low, they're easier to exceed them. So luckily for me, they're really low.
Oh, I can't believe it. We've turned this podcast into bullying our guests.
No. I bring it on myself everywhere I go. The whole self-depreciation, it's a whole way of, heading off the disparagement at the pass. Because there's always going to be some... I've noticed, and I knew it before we ever started this thing, that no matter what it is we do, there's always going to be somebody going, well, you're only here because you came from that band, or you only achieved this because you came from that. And that's a whole other reason why we began in secret, because we wanted to step around that stuff as well. So, you know, it's just a reality that we knew would always be there, but we just roll with it, and we don't try to, you know, avoid it. We say bring it on, you know, face first and chin up and all that other stuff y'all British say.
I genuinely believe that's the way to have gone about it. I think you've done it the right way. Like you said, you didn't lean on the old Panic connection too much.
We've seen it done you know, countless times. There's been lots of people that come from successful bands that go off and either leave or start side projects, but you can't necessarily make people care about that stuff by saying, hey, look, I'm from this band, come over here and see what I'm doing on the side. You can't make people care about that. The only way that you can really make people care is the same way that any band does, and that's by starting from nothing and building it from nothing. And so that was really the only way that we could do that, was by not telling anyone and by just totally denying we were a band at all. So, but it was fun to do for a good year. Eventually we had to, you know, admit that it was a thing. So surprise everyone, we actually exist. But yeah, it was fun for a while to do it that way.
Do you have like friends and family even questioning you about it?
Yeah, but you know, you gotta let your mom know what you're up to. But fans and people sort of outside your daily circle, I guess, we would just go, no, that's not us.
Yeah.
Handsome guys, but yeah, that's not us.
Nice. Cool.
Well, of course, now you're going to be extremely busy for the rest of this year, as you mentioned.
Yeah. Song's getting the record already to go, but what else can we really expect from the band now coming up?
We've got a few one-offs for the rest of the year, a couple with 1975 that I'm really excited about because I think they're brilliant. And with the Killers too, which I'm really excited about. There's a friend of mine from Provo named Robert Loud that's playing guitars and keys for them. Brilliant musician and songwriter on his own right. He's in a band from Provo, Utah called Fictionist that are definitely worth checking out. But I'm excited to see him again and share the stage with a band like that. They're fantastic. So it's really cool to be able to be sharing stages with bands that I really enjoy.
Well, yeah. Fantastic. And one question we do like to ask on the podcast every now and again, we kind of have this thing of asking our guests the most influential or nicest person they've met in their musical journey along the way, and also
the biggest dick.
Yes.
I'm right here. Just point to me now and say
it's so easy to think about the jerks that you've met along the way, because like musicians are the worst.
Some of them.
Really. For the most part.
I found the bigger the musician, normally the nicer they are, though.
You know, the first ones that came to mind when you said that are probably Josh and Tyler from 21 Pilots. I've known them for years, and it's been great to see them sort of blow up from opening and touring with Panic with us years ago. They would kill it every night on stage, and I didn't know their band before that. My wife did, and she told me, oh, you gotta listen to these guys, they're great. But they would kill it every single night, and I would go out and watch them and just be really, really impressed. And to see them grow as big as they have and to still be, you rarely get to see people and visit with them on the road, and especially when they're as huge and as busy as they are. But of everyone I've met, they're probably the nicest guys that I know. Yeah. So now, the biggest jerks.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Morgan and Sean from the Sapling Podcast.
Sorry.
If only I could vent. But I find it better to stay positive and keep it locked up. Put it in a song.
Ooh.
Which I may have done already once or twice.
Yeah, check it out. Song. Fuck off, Noel Gallagher.
No, not Noel, really? Well, yeah, I've heard that about Noel.
Wow.
Who's your favorite Gallagher, Liam or Noel?
Oh, man. If we're talking personality, I don't know if I could choose. Liam, which one's which?
Liam is the one with the sterner
eyebrows. Is Liam Wonderwall, or is he...
Liam's Wonderwall.
Okay, Liam's Wonderwall, and Noel is...
Acoustic guitar.
Don't look back in anger.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess I would aim for Liam. You know, from what I've seen from him in interviews, he seems to be a little bit more head on his shoulders.
One of the greatest things. I ended up using it. Like, people would go, oh, what's your advice for new bands starting out? And Liam Gallagher went with, tell them to stay the fuck out of my way. What's your advice for new bands? Get the fuck out of my way.
Oh, man, I respect it, though.
Genius.
Like, because, because it's him, you know? Like, yeah, you can say it. I can't say
it. Yeah,
that.
Yeah, no,
say
yeah.
It. You can say it.
Yeah, I tried it, and people were like, oh, that's not very nice. And like, yeah, it's a joke. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it then. But, yeah, cool. Well, thank you very, very much for
absolutely.
Doing this.
Thanks for having me. And, you know, feel free to edit out all that food bullshit that we were talking about.
Oh, no,
about
we're keeping that
unless
in.
You want it. Like, if you don't want it.
It's up to you. It's your world. No, but I definitely took the wheel for a minute and go, okay, we're turning left, boys.
That's that's what the people who listen to this genuinely want, though. Like, they want to hear chats and what you're, you know, what you're interested in. You know, what, however you go, they don't want to just hear, what's your favorite song to play live?
Oh, man. I imagine that sometimes when you do this, it's got to be like pulling teeth.
Again.
Musicians, man.
It depends on the person, really, doesn't it? But I think people really want to hear more from just you as a person rather than just the five standard questions.
Yeah, tell me about
the that you hear in every
interview. Your opinion.
Every interview. Yeah.
Or the would you rather be a dolphin or a horse for a day?
I call those unicorn questions, and I hate them
with the
passion and the fire of a thousand suns.
Yeah, I mean,
so
it's just,
much. Am I a musician or am I a seventh grade? You know, I don't know what I am.
Blue.
I don't know what I am anymore.
Before you ask, Blue is coming out soon.
Ninjas or pirates? Oh, I think my favorite would be I'm 38, so I'm not going to answer it.
Neither. But yeah, cool. Well, thank you.
Absolutely,
guys. That's all right. We've tried to end this about twice now.
This
is awesome. No, thank you so much
absolutely.
For doing
thanks,
this.
Cheers, man. Thanks. Really appreciate it. Thanks. We got to do it again someday.
Ooh, yes, please.
Count me in.
You're listening to Sammy Pocket!
Ho, ho, ho. That was Dallin Weeks of I Don't Know How, But They Found Me, episode 53 of
Sapnin
Podcast.
You looked me in the face as you did that. Because you knew how disappointed I'd be.
It just came to me.
You had to look at me because you knew. Well, you weren't sure if I was going to lash out. So you had to look at me to see if there was a foot or fist coming your way.
I was expecting a microphone to the face, to be honest. But yes.
I'm not opposed to it. Yeah, carry on. Yeah.
But yes, thank you ever so much for Dallin taking time out of his schedule at Reading Festival to speak to us. It was an absolute pleasure. Great laugh. Loved how open he was about Panic at the Disco days.
Panic!
At the disco.
Yep.
And everything the band is being up to now. Really interesting to see that is the plan for the new record as well.
Yes.
We're working on that right now in the studio. And hopefully we'll get to see him again in 2020.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah, lovely, lovely, lovely chap. So thank you very much to Dallin and good luck with the release.
Yes, and don't forget Christmas Drag EP is available now, so you can go and check out their original Christmas song and those covers of Oh Noel and Merry Christmas Everybody.
Yes, cool. Also check out the Sapnin playlist on Spotify where we've added two songs by the guests or... If the guests weren't in a band, because we've had some other people, like comedians, wrestlers, athletes, Iron Men, vegans, and etc. We just added songs they like. So, check it out. Search Sapnin Guests Playlist on Spotify.
And then while you're searching Sapnin in Spotify or anything else like that, you can go back listening to a year's worth of episodes we have.
A year's worth, mind. Loads and loads. Over 53 hours of concerts.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
So you'll be able to find conversations with all your favourite bands without a shadow of a doubt. I don't know who they are. I keep mentioning them.
Yeah.
Anyway, check us out on Twitter and Instagram at Sapnin Pod. I'm no good at spelling, but Sean is.
At Sapninpod. At Sapninpod.
We need to fix that recording of you saying that because I think it's getting slower and slower every week.
I don't know more.
If you'd like a behind-the-scenes look at this podcast, visit patreon.com/sapnin. There's loads of different tiers and things we're showing up on there, and you can join our community group, meet fellow listeners, and go, them two are a bit weird, aren't they?
Yeah.
And become best of friends over it. Bond over us being absolute knobheads.
Mm. One more than the other. Yeah, so thank you very much if you've listened to this week's episode. If you've got this far, congratulations, that's mental. We do a word of the week every week now to see who's got this far.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah, this week's is going to be humbug.
Humbug.
Yeah.
Just humbug or bar just, humbug?
Just humbug.
Just humbug.
Just humbug. So send that hashtag humbug and tweet or Instagram it to us at Sampling Pod.
Yes, put us in your Instagram stories, tweet about us, share us on Facebook,
please,
Friendster, please. Snapchat, Bebo, MySpace. Is there anything else that might be
AOL
around?
AOL Instant Messenger.
TikTok.
TikTok.
You can do a funny video.
Kids are into TikTok, yeah. Vine.
Vine. Do a Vine.
Do a Vine, man. You can't do a Vine.
Well, you could just do something.
Do a Musical.ly.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other defunct websites.
Yeah. Or you could just do old school and write Sapnin on...
a bus stop.
Yeah, you could.
So you're telling our listeners it's got to be vandals?
No, but if you are doing graffiti, I wouldn't mind photos of Sapnin graffiti. It'd be nice, wouldn't it, if there was a nice graffiti wall of Sapnin about...
Yeah, if you want, yeah.
Anyway.
Not my idea, but Morgan's
this
idea.
This has gone way too far. We need to say a really special thank you to our beloved Patreon members. If you check out the description of this episode, there's loads of names that we need to thank, but we're going to give a massive shout out to the elite members of our Patreon, and they are...
Thank you very much to Dana Lasnova, Kylie Wheeler, John Price, Emma Barber, Janelle Caston, Liam Connolly, Nathan Croshaw, Paul Hirschfield, Kelly Young, Kelly Irwin, Scarlett Charlton, Drew Stiles, Samantha Spray, Nessa Smith, Kate Puttock, Mitch Mary, Jenny Munster, Emily Senegals, Benny Maloko, Emily Senegals, Becky Maloko, Benny. Oh, that's it then. That's Becky's name ruined. She's going to take that in the community, isn't she?
Wow.
Paul and Benny. Martina McManus, Lucy Deards, John and Emma, Caden Denoudston, James Oakley, Sarah James, Kieran the Mima Maniac, Marcy Jacobson, Shani Meyer, Boxel Anderson, Jordan Burchard, Sharif Awadali, Craig Harris, Mike Cunningham, Michael Engler, Kelly Cannon, Lydia. Oh, I've done it again. I'm on a stroke. Lydia Henderson, Amadine Urbano, Livy Cropper, Scott Jones, Amy Thomas, Stuart McNaught, Jamie Bloor, Jenny Robinson, Tony Michael, Erin Howard, and last but not least, Ricky McClurg. Thank you very much. And sorry for fucked your name up, but Benny Maloko.
That's a new
Becky.
One.
Benny boy!
Also, another shout out to Amandine, because I went to see McFly in the Londons this past week.
You did, yeah.
And I was very worried because the queue for the tube was literally around the venue. But Amandine took me in a secret passageway and got straight onto the tube. So she's a world traveller and knows the secrets of the tube, I'm convinced.
Nice. Well, yeah, when you started talking about she took me the secret passageway, I was like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. It's going to be some sort of customer. It's going to be weird.
Why do you make things
we
weird?
We need an HR section, I think, of this podcast. Anyway, yes. Thank you very much, Armandine, for saving Morgan.
Yeah, I didn't get lost.
Without you, I would have lost him forever. What would I have done? It would have been dreadful. Anyway, this has been episode 53 of Sapped In Podcast with Sean Smith and my good friend Morgan Richards.
It's me.
That's him. That was him.
It was me.
It was me. Yeah, thank you very much for listening. And listen back to the others, isn't it?
Yes, and cheers, we'll see you next and every Friday for a brand new episode.
I can't believe you committed to doing this every Friday. Anyway, bye. Sapnin!
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.